Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are discussing Chapter 57 with very special guest, Christina DeRosa. Tune in.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey,
what's good, AfterBuzzers? It's your host, Steffi Georgie. We're doing the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to our page below. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud. Let us know what you think. Leave us comments. Rate us 5 stars. You can find me on Twitter at Steffi Georgie. And next to me is...
Hey, everyone. I'm Natalie Tavidian. You can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Francesca. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, XOXOCES.
To catch all the boom, hang out with me at all things at Selly Hangout. Excellent. And then we have a very special guest, UCLA alumni. Christina, you are on Devious Maids, Blackish. Tell us about a couple of shows that you're on and then we can find you at.
Absolutely. You can also see me in the hilarious film Bad Moms with Mila Kunis and Christina Applegate. And right now they're working on the sequel, Christmas Bad Moms.
Okay.
Hey. It's going to be awesome, funny.
And you can find her on Twitter at?
At Christina DeRosa.
There you go.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, ladies. Thank you so much. Happy to
so,
be here.
So Christina is one of the mean moms.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. The mom minions. Mom minions.
Yeah. Minions. Which, I mean, you pair nicely with Petra. You guys go well together.
Yes.
The three of you when you're standing, it's perfect.
Yes. They dress us so well in that show.
They do, don't they?
Yes. The wardrobe is like,
dress.
I know. Everything, I'm like, can I keep
talk
this?
About it. Did you get to keep it?
No.
Aww. These glam moms.
But yes. I got to take a lot of pictures in it.
Okay, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is just as good.
Exactly.
I really like the wine glass, too. It just went really well.
It was with big. That, it was a big wine. A lot of people on like Facebook were like, is that glass bigger than you? Well, I am Piccolina, Natalia.
Yes. I love it. So tonight a lot happens, and we had some like previous questions before this show started. One from at Lisette Osgoar, she asked me what I thought about the love between Jane and Raph, and if I still feel that there's something going on there.
Yes.
Totally.
I sure do. So tonight's episode, we start with a flashback, and it's how Jane got her voice. 18 months after Michael died, she was still in the slums, had stopped writing the book that had to do with Alba Cecilia, the whole Venezuela novel. And of course, Raph, Jane's voice, as Francesca likes to say, was talking to her about how she needs to start writing again.
Yeah.
And then I like that he, at the same time, he then tells her about when he first started dating Abby. So that's really cool, because even then you see that they have a close friendship because Jane wants to know about
it.
Right.
I feel like Zen Raphael has come back and been even more the voice now.
Yes.
Now he's just like this love. You just want to like melt every time he talks.
Absolutely.
I know, right?
Christina, did you watch the show prior?
I did.
Oh,
and
okay,
I'm
great.
Huge. I've actually, it's a really funny story. I was in acting class with Justin Baldoni.
We love him.
Yes. And honestly, Justin is just one of those people that makes you be a better person.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
He is married.
Seems like
he's
that.
A father. He's a husband. He's a humanitarian. Mm-hmm. I went to his Carnival of Love this year, where we volunteered and over 3,000 volunteers fed and clothed and massaged the people of Skid Row.
Oh, wow.
And it was all because of Justin Baldoni's vision that he had over 9 years ago. And he's been doing it now for so long. And it's just... You kind of like, you up-level your game when you're around Justin Baldoni.
Absolutely.
That's
you know,
awesome.
It's funny because he's almost unreal. We have, when the photos, he is. It's sometimes I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
And you want to believe it, but it's sometimes in Los Angeles or in this world, you get so jaded by the way that people can be. When we had him as a guest the first season, he was so inspirational. And then I remember doing, it was, he was talking about the 30 seconds of kindness, just if you would do something nice. And I remember remember that Christmas, I went like to Target and bought something for like this man who I always used to walk by, and I had it like filmed it, sent it to him, and I was like, aww, because of you, you know, he made me want to do it, and I was excited. So I agree with you. He does make you up your level.
Yes.
A little bit. Up your game. There you go.
Yes.
And spread that. So that's cool. Great. Now, because I like how you're jumping, please feel free to talk, even if it's not with your scene or anything. Let us know how you feel.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're talking about the novel, and then
Jane the helicopter mom,
right? And Raph says, even if it's nothing, just write, right, you know? And
yeah,
just
get started. Just get the
ball rolling. And in writing classes, and writers always say, you know, that's mm-hmm. that's what free write's good about. You just gotta do that.
Like you said, flex the muscle. Writing is mm-hmm. a muscle.
Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah.
You just don't write, then...
then you lose practice, exactly.
We say writing is free writing, too.
Yes.
Like, if you want to act, act. You want to write, write.
Yeah. You have to just do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Practice makes perfect. Great. So then we move to the present time, and now it's a year after he's been with Jane, and the book is finally going to be published, and she has an editor. Boom!
Bam!
Boom!
Bang!
Sight! Mr. Bombastic.
Oh my god! So like...
yeah.
It's so hella dope.
Hella dope.
Hella dope.
Hella happy ending.
Yeah. He was really funny. I loved that they made this character. And I also liked that they shine light on the fact that she only trusts female authorities.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
As she should.
I love that Jane the Virgin in general just has so much power to women. I don't know if you noticed in like the 2 episodes ago, we did a little shout out to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was awesome. So the creator of the show, Jenny, is just all about power to the woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is incredible. Yes. And we need that, especially now.
Yes.
With everything mm-hmm. that's going on, please let everybody know.
Yes. Right.
Come on.
And you know, I think that's why we like Abuela so much.
Yeah. Yes.
Because she is that power. Yeah.
She's the voice of reason, wisdom, Alba mm-hmm. for the MVP.
Yes.
Like, she just
that's true. We love her.
I feel like every time she speaks in like her beautiful native tongue and her beautiful Spanish, like it's like melted chocolate.
It was
melted chocolate.
Beautifully said. Yes.
It's like
Yes.
I love her.
Christina, you're from New York, right?
Yes.
I'm
so obvious.
You know what? I love that because you're just you're making me excited. You're so expressive and it's so beautiful. Like that's aww, why you are where you are right now in life.
Girl.
No, of course. But yes, like chocolate. Perfect. Oh my god. So then we see that's so funny. What am I saying?
You're like chocolate.
Chocolate.
Now you're thinking about chocolate. Now you want chocolate. Now you want it.
Yes.
Yes.
I do dark specifically. I love that dark chocolate. So then we see, yes, okay, so there's this bias.
She's
and
the worst.
Also what I want to piggyback on is that not just the empowerment of women, but specifically how it's not like an exaggeration. We're not, it's
a real
purity also. Yeah. No one's doing too much or showing too much or mm-hmm. doing this like what the trend is now. It's just a very respectful,
real strength.
It's real strength.
It
yes.
is. Yeah.
So that's awesome. And then, yes, the editor. I didn't catch his name.
Jeremy.
Okay. Yes. Jeremy, sports fanatic. I like that he stuck to his own, but you know, mm-hmm. you should never judge a book by its cover.
Right.
Because he seems
that was the
to,
theme throughout the episode.
It absolutely was. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I mean, his office is just covered in like football.
It's not like a frat house.
Yes. It's like a little frat room, but
an organized
one. I have a good feeling about him. I think mm-hmm. this is going to be really good for Jane.
Yeah.
I really liked the advice that he gave her. Like, mm-hmm. when they ultimately found that midpoint, it was awesome.
Exactly, especially when he said, what was the part? He's like, this is just a long part of the discussion.
Conversation.
Yeah.
She ends up appreciating two men in this episode. It was the editor and then the baby's aide.
Right, well,
yeah.
She accepted him.
Right.
So speaking of the aide, we all know that Mateo's going through issues, which we... I was in
the beginning. What did he say?
I love Mateo. Oh, I can't get enough of Mateo.
Tell us about Mateo.
He's so sussed with
him.
Oh, he's adorable. He's the first time I was at the first table read, just hearing like everything he says, I love you, Mommy. I think it was 2 episodes ago when he was like, I love you, Mommy. Everything he says just makes you want to like...
He looks like such a little genius.
Yeah. Does.
It's precious.
Precious. The gentleman who plays the producer, he plays a Trip on the show. He's an AfterBuzz TV host as well, and he had him on the show last week. He was saying how he was so impressed by Mateo, just like going flipping through the pages, his own little thing, talking to everyone. He has his own little personality.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's amazing. Actually, all the kids on the show, it's kind of funny. I won't say which one, but at one of the table reads, one of the little girls, after she was done with her lines, she like took a little nap.
Aww.
And everyone was like taking pictures of her like falling asleep at the table read. read, but it was just like, but then they just wake up in time to say her next line.
Oh,
really?
My God.
That's hilarious.
So cute.
I mean, I guess that's good because she's a kid.
Yeah.
She's a kid. So it's like, okay, so take it. Go ahead. Yeah. We're going to keep going. Everyone, but do it quietly.
So that's then too cute. We're going through these issues, and someone had mentioned before that Mateo might have ADHD.
I think it was in the comments.
Right. So did you discuss that at all last week?
No.
Okay. Because no. I didn't even think of that, which it might be a possibility, but at the same time, I think I didn't go there because I come from a family that, growing up, everyone thought that I had ADHD, but we're not really a family that like diagnoses and does anything about it. It's just one of those things that you deal with, and there's other ways of going about it. So,
but when you're
helicopter mom would know.
Right. I love the new titles that they're doing with that because she's not a virgin anymore. But I feel like when you come from a Latino family, though, like, you gotta be loud because everyone else is loud and you gotta be hype. I don't know.
It's a personality. It's a character thing,
right? I think it's a personality. I think he's just a kid.
And hyper. Yeah,
it is what it is. And he just has a lot of personality.
These crazy conclusions.
So she gets an aide. She doesn't want to go with Alex. She goes with Carly,
La Chismosa. I was going to say the same thing, girl. Oh, my goodness.
La Chismosa. And she seems to be nice in the beginning, but then
She's taking selfies.
Yeah. Which is amazing, amazing that Mateo said, I just wanted to say that because I knew you wanted me to like her. Get out of here.
Yeah, smart kid.
What an adorable kid. And I really loved her moment in the parking lot with
Stacy,
a.k.a. my girl Yvonne Orgy.
Yes.
Love her. What's it like working with her?
She was awesome. I got a bunch of selfies with her. We had a lot of fun. I mean, it was just constant jokes back and forth. Like, every time we weren't shooting, it was just, like, hugs and laugh and, like, telling stories. And it felt like family.
Yeah.
You know, it just felt like a cool vibe.
I'm so happy you say that. And I've said this every time we've had a guest on the show. Everyone who has come on the show has said that this has been, like, the best experience on a set.
Aww.
Everyone is so accepting and welcoming, and everyone likes each other. There's no really issues.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the first table read, before I even, like, was reoccurring on the show, I was getting called by my first name. I was getting hugs by Gina Rodriguez. Oh, I was like, this is a cast of huggers.
Yes.
I was like, yes.
We love hearing that.
I know.
We really love
hearing
that.
No, it's the truth, though. Everybody, from wardrobe to makeup to, like, every single element of set, the guy who makes my omelet in the morning, like, everyone is just so sweet.
Yeah.
That's
such love.
So awesome.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. Guy who makes your omelet in the morning?
Yeah.
What?
They have great food on set.
Oh, God, that's incredible.
Catering is on point.
Yes.
I already know she's a foodie, though, because she's talking about, she's like, yes.
That
you know,
omelet.
Every day she's
you know,
like,
I look forward to that.
Yeah, exactly. That's like every day she's just,
he knows exactly how I like it.
I love it. So we go through Mateo and he, fortunately, at the end, is, like, all good to go, and Jane does decide to go with Alex, which Raph's face on that was awesome, because he was so happy about it.
Mm-hmm. And that makes you so happy.
It does. It was so cute. And then we see, isn't it Petra's daughters, when they're like, let's go give Mateo a hug. I'm so happy that they have that love. It's so important for them to be raised that way and to have that.
And they are the sweetest little girls. I mean, on set, they honestly behave when they're not on set. Like, they're not messing around. They're not joking around. Like, they are just good girls.
Nice.
So they are really twins. It's not like a Mary-Kate, Ashley Olsen playing one at a time thing.
They're twins.
They're
adorable.
Nice.
That's amazing. Okay, and then another issue that we have here is with Rogelio trying to get out of the De La Vega factor.
$10 million. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Did you think that the lawyer was going to be good?
No.
Well, not when he played.
I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but
the Jaguar noise after everything that he talked about. I was like, oh, great.
Who knows?
Who knows?
He had to bring in Bruce and Xiomara, which
was
so
weird.
So weird.
I mean,
isn't all of it really weird?
Es una telenovela.
Yeah.
I just feel like Bruce mediating. It's like, okay, like my ex, well, my current boyfriend mediating where me and my ex are, that I have a child. Like, it's just, I don't know.
But he's so likable. Like,
He is.
Bruce or Jaime?
Bruce.
Yeah. Well, I mean both, but
yeah.
Bruce is really like, and well, it's funny because really they made us really not like him in the beginning. We're like, who are you? Why are you back? You know,
right, but now he really has a, like what it, Ask for Days in the Kitchen.
Yes. That was so great.
But they gave him a good arc.
Que no me estoy acostumbrada a tener hombre en la cocina. Alba. Yes. She was so cute. Yes. I was like, she's like, but I love it.
Yes.
I like that he's being everything that we didn't think he was going to be.
Right.
Because Xiomara really needs something solid stable like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's cute. He's putting his feelings aside for Rogelio to make this work for Xiomara because, well, he wants to propose to her.
Yeah. But I also, it's bigger than the proposal in the sense of I really love his words. Like, they mm-hmm. were really wise words. Like, it's about her happiness. Like, mm-hmm. And I think, in my opinion, that's what marriage is about. Marriage isn't about what you can get. It's what you can give. Mm-hmm. And what do I do to make sure that this person has their needs met in a particular way? And it's like, she's happy when her family is together.
Mm-hmm. And he says that.
And he's part... Yeah, that's what I mean. Those wise words. And this is what makes sense. And it was just beautiful. And
It's
shout
nice
out to
see
Bruce.
That he recognizes it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it, but there's like a saying that I have like actually two separate girlfriends that tell me, they're like, I want to be the second wife. Because, you know...
I've heard third. Yeah. I've heard people
Wait,
say
what?
Third. I've heard people say I want to be the third wife because it's the easiest.
Well, because apparently... Yeah, isn't that horrible? They say they want to be the second wife because it's you've gone through all of the mistakes and you've understood and you've learned how to treat mm-hmm. this person because of what didn't work before. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to repeat the mistakes because at the end of the day, you know, that first breakup or divorce or whatever it is terrible. It's really mm-hmm. devastating. So I think it's funny that we see Bruce doing all of this, but I think it's because he's learned his lesson. But in addition to that, he's also an attorney, so I feel like he knows how to mediate things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's kind of just
and
doing
Bruce
his job.
Bruce is also from her past.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's not just Rogelio. So
right.
As much as I've been pushing for Zoe and Ro and saying I want them two to be together, I see this relationship being much stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
Maybe they won't end up getting married.
Or
they get married, they're going to kill him off like they do.
Right? Here's my thing.
No.
I can't handle that. The same way I always believed in Jane and Raph, I will always believe in Zoe and Ro. I mean, come on.
They killed him off on another show. I don't need him to get killed off on this show, too.
What are you talking about?
I'm like, no.
What do you think
Did you see the letter that Jenny wrote as like a love letter to Michael. Michael? Yeah.
Yes.
All over Twitter.
Francesca read it on air when we were doing this, and that was really hard for us.
Yeah.
Because we're so invested in that, and I had always talked about how, you know, I don't care about Michael, I care about Michael, but I always wanted Jane and Raph, and then he left, and it was one of those things where you don't know what you have until you've lost it.
Yeah.
Right.
it was very hard on, like, every cast member. I mean, they were really, really affected by it.
Like
about losing the actor, about losing the person.
Yeah, no, of course. And Jane or Gina also posted that
video. Yes,
I love that video.
I couldn't. Even thinking about
it, they were all
like,
crying.
Yeah.
It was hard. It was hard on everyone. I mean, you have to, and that's why they pushed it off so long. Mm-hmm. Like they originally wanted to get him off way sooner, but they fell in love with the actor so much. And
exactly, and how do you say goodbye to something like that? And at the end of the day, his chemistry and his friendship and what he brought to it was really good. Mm-hmm. I loved Alba's quote tonight that your love for Michael only became as strong as it did
because
of
your love for Raph.
Love begets love.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So good. Oh, she's just... And that's the thing too, right? Because people focus on that. Like, people want to, like, forget about the other loves that you've had and just focus on this is the greatest love of my life. But every experience,
each
every door
different.
Has gotten to you, where you are today. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to, you know, bask in the journey and in the process. And Raphael's been part of her journey and a process and is still part of it because they have this child together.
I am so true. It reminds me, a man once told me that I am the sum total of every woman I've ever made love to, and that's why I'm so good.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh,
Why don't you tell me like, okay, go. Oh, my God. I would
bring
be
it.
Like, what?
Bring it on.
The female version of that is I had a girl once tell me when you're dating around, you're making your Franken boyfriend, and you're taking characteristics from different loves, and then you find the one that has them all.
Okay. There you go.
That's crazy. I like that the guy thing though, because I always mm-hmm. just said that me as a person, I am the accumulation of every person I've ever met, you know, because I take mm-hmm. something from everyone. But I never thought of it as a romantic way because I don't, you know, this like guy that. Seems experienced. Yeah. There you go. But I can only imagine because women are so different and they have such different needs.
Right.
That's why I assume he really focused on that. And if you can really hold on to those things and provide it, I'm sure he's. Mm-hmm. Quite good.
Orgasmic.
A rock star.
That's so great. Sorry. She keeps getting me out. Like,
is everyone blushing now?
Yeah, we're all like, ooh.
Chocolate and orgasm.
I know.
What is this Christina Gross bring on the show?
You don't have to only eat chocolate to be an aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. You can just talk about it and you get...
I know. Yes, and you get all excited. Shout out to Sandy who says she's loving our discussion tonight.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I love it when people are hanging out with us.
Yes. Yay. Ooh, Drunk Petra. We're going to get to that in just a second.
Oh, yes. Hilarious. Drunk Petra.
So I want to also talk about how when she rewrote that part of her and Raph... we hadn't seen that scene in a long time.
Yeah.
The 5 years ago, like before she had met Michael and everything, that moment that she had with Raph when they shared that kiss. Because we all forget that was so like incredibly like strong, and that's the reason why we got stuck on it. That's why Team Raph was born. And then they shot to the first kiss that they finally had, what we were all waiting for. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And it was nice for him to say, man, I forgot about all of that. And her as well, excuse me again, when she's writing, she says that, she's like, you know, she's like reborn and you can see how she gets excited, but that just goes to show you that she really did suppress those feelings.
Yes.
Yeah, because she was scared. Guilty.
No, but guilty, but I meant like when that initially happened, I really do think that she was just that hurt and when you're broken like that, you really do just need to let it go and move on. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always held on to it. I was like, this is so weird because I feel like that is still there, but it's just somewhere hidden.
But her love for Michael was stronger, and that's why they got married.
Yeah.
You're right. No, because Raphael said he wasn't in love with her.
Him. Right.
That's why they got married.
No.
Yeah. You seem very much Team Michael, huh?
She's very Team Michael. Because Michael was everything, and we loved him, but...
Every We're time she has this. A flashback, I'm, like, in tears.
Aww. Yeah.
I get goosebumps. I mean, so I was all about...
Michael's always meant to be her little guardian angel, though.
Yes.
Abby felt pretty shady this episode. She sure did.
Yeah. I don't think she found the card in Ralph's jacket. She was looking through his coat. Yeah, she's a sneaky little thing.
She is. That's why they haven't had any arguments and anything like that.
But they had their first argument when she's being pushy about moving in together. Mm-hmm. And he was right. Like, it's not just like any other relationship. Like, oh, yeah, let's move in together. He has... all two these other factors, mm-hmm. you know, Della factors in his life. You know, like, it's like, man, I got the girls, I got my baby mamas, I got Mateo, I got the hotel. Like, there's just a lot that you have to come into. She didn't take none of that into consideration.
I don't think all that matters, though, because if he was falling in love, it would have been, like,
I feel like she should have recognized that, but I did the same way Petra did. You know? And they know Raph by now.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of unfair to say that people don't have reservations, because even Jane, who was deeply in love with Michael, went through a period where she had some reservations. So it's
that's
like...
That's true. He has his guard up for a reason.
So that's okay.
Well, but he wouldn't... I mean, he wrote that card out, but he wouldn't have backtracked just off of what Petra said if it wasn't...
It was
Jane.
You find out at the end it was Jane
exactly.
in the book.
Of course it was Jane. Well, I think Petra, like, brought it to light, and then he felt it and agreed with it once he read the book. And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, because this is not what I feel right now. He's just happy and content, and, you know, you shouldn't have to settle.
Yeah, and he said that he wants that same feeling he had with Jane again, but I hate how he says,
but with someone else.
But that's okay, because...
But I'm sure he...
But that needed to be said in that moment.
He had to say that.
Yeah, and that's fine, and that someone else can be the new Jane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That Jane is not the same person that she was before. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that it would be an entirely different
relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like the girlfriend? Like, what do you think of...
Abby?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, we were like, who is this girl?
Because there's a lot of interesting, like, if you... go on Twitter and you see the talk about her, like, there's a lot of mixed feelings.
Well, because she seems nice, and but it's, you know,
it's too perfect.
It is a little too perfect,
mm-hmm. So we're all really suspicious about her.
Yeah. I do feel like the narrator was making her overly, like, suspicious
sneaky.
In this episode.
There she is again.
When I actually really don't think well, besides her turning in the book, obviously, that's a big thing. But up until that point where she turned the book in, I don't think she was really bad. But yeah. It was like they were pushing us to believe that she was bad. Does that make sense?
I didn't dislike her. I thought she was just like Little Miss Perfect, and Raph was like so zen. So that's exactly what he needed in his life in the moment.
I thought so
just
too.
Somebody that's just cool and no drama. And
I thought that there'd be a possibility that she'd get involved in in the scheme of things. However, when she was just being quiet, I thought that it was just so that we didn't get attached to her and they'd be able to get rid of her quickly.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought it was that setup. I didn't think she was going to become like a, I didn't think she was going to do what she did.
Yeah.
Speaking
But I still don't know what was going on with Elvis.
That book?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whose book
was
is
he hiding it?
It was Scott's burn book.
Yeah. So I don't know who found that, but I don't know how Raph did and why the guy was trying to put it in Petra's suite. That was really confusing. Speaking of Petra, she got drunk.
Yeah. So good.
She got drunk because
she nailed
she's
that.
She's trying to accept her feelings for Chuck, and of course when you start liking someone, and this is a poor Petra. I mean, she also can't catch a break. Because she has this, like,
I kind of wanted her not to say
nature.
We were yelling, don't say it.
Like, girl, keep it to yourself. Don't be dumb.
Christina, tell us about your homegirl.
I wanted to work with her and Chuck. Like, first of all, I love the actor who plays Chuck.
Yes.
Girl, do it for me.
Yeah. He's so sweet in real life, and like, they just, it's really, it's exciting when they kiss, and you just want him to
Absolutely.
And, like, yeah, that scene where she opens up.
What's that? Does he have an accent in real life?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't, but he plays a lot of Southern roles.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a very, very fun, sweet, cool guy. He's active on Twitter, too. You can follow him.
Oh, okay.
He's live tweeting with the show, so he's cool.
Oh, nice.
And it just, it's so sexy to watch them together. I just want them to, like, make out.
Right. Yeah. What were we going to say about the scene when she opens her
eyes? Yeah, the poker face scene.
That was amazing.
That was fun.
I thought there was another woman in there.
So did I. But that just goes to show you that, again, we can't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
That Chuck is actually quite nice.
Yes.
And I'm happy that he had that reaction about her doing that. Even though I want them to be together, I feel like he's the type of person that could kind of put her in check.
At first it was like he's just a bad boy. He's just cute. I don't think this is gonna happen.
No, he just wants to, like, go out to lunch with her at a normal hour and be in public. And, like, he wants a normal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and he's just a Southern boy. That's just how he is. He could care less, but he obviously is in hospitality. Again, you find that a lot in the South, and so he's providing that. He just happens to like Gators. I mean, can you blame the guy? He lives
in
Florida.
Team Chuck.
Yeah,
I'll join that team.
Yeah. Me too. But let's see what happens there, because now that she told him, Chuck is pissed.
Why did she tell him?
We were yelling.
Don't tell
And
him.
I feel like an honest man has nothing to fear, so it's kind of good for her. Now she doesn't have anything to hide, and she can just, like, whatever
be
happens
free.
From here, it doesn't matter. But it just, hopefully he doesn't, like,
hopefully
turn out.
Her.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Chuck gonna be bad?
Right. And then,
is Chuck gonna be back?
Right.
Oh, or that.
Last thing that I... So then Abby turns in this book and says you might want to reopen up the case.
Ugh.
Great. So who knows who knows who's gonna stay good and be bad and mess things up?
I think that was dumb, though, that she used her little greeting card, because it's like,
away.
Why... Yeah, it gives her away, and so why do you have this?
Well, she doesn't care. She was upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's
now
like
she's
in your
involved.
Face, Raph. Yeah.
Yeah, but for someone who was with Zen Raph the whole time, and then to do some...
Yeah.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, that was
Not everyone
shady.
Can be nice 100%
that, but you see, but
time.
It's that's why I say it's the quiet ones you got to be careful
right.
with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They know better. The loud ones
and
are just like,
and
well,
it's actually
hear everything,
good
so
that
you know.
He did break up with her then, because this is her true colors. This is who she really is.
Exactly.
I think that... sometimes a break is the best thing that happens in a relationship, because in that break you get to see who people kind of really
yeah.
are.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and if in the break there's like this maturity and this awesomeness, then you're like, okay, then maybe this could work, you know.
But if they get all crazy, you're like, you know what?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
And it's like you said, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. So that was the episode. On that note, let's talk about you, Christina DeRosa, on the show tonight.
Yeah.
You actually started in musical theater.
I did.
Yes. How was that? Alongside, I saw Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, when Amazing. Her name was Natalie Hirschlag.
Yeah.
And now Whoa. She's playing Jackie in the Jackie Kennedy
yeah.
movie.
Yeah,
of course.
She's
that's
pregnant
crazy.
Again mm-hmm. with her second child.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And
yeah.
just so everyone knows, don't say break a leg, because she did.
Okay,
no
tell us.
Way.
Tell
oh my god.
And I took the expression literally and I broke my leg.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, put me in a little wheelchair and put me out of commission for a while, but it was a blessing in disguise, because if I didn't break a leg, I wouldn't probably be sitting here talking to you. I would have stayed in New York. I would have continued at the Boston Conservatory and mm-hmm. my life would not be what it is now. So it's all meant to be, and I just see the blessing and everything.
Yeah.
So
that's incredible. So yeah, after that happened, Christina moved out to Los Angeles, went to UCLA and
yeah.
got a BA in theater, film and
television. Yeah.
Television.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And then from there you started doing your acting classes and you've been very successful since.
Yeah.
What
right.
is like the one of the shows that you're most like proud of right now or like excited about, or what have you done that you're like, you, this is kind of where you wanted to be? And I mean, I'm sure everything is good, but still.
Yeah, I'd say right now, I mean, recurring on Jane the Virgin is a dream come true, just to be on a show that's so hot with such people mm-hmm. that are huggers, that are mm-hmm. so respectful, and that just keep writing you into amazing material. So reoccurring is the dream.
Yeah.
I want to know how fun it was filming the, like, the 1900 flashback
yes,
type piece, because I love timepieces like that where you
yeah.
can dress up and, like, just
Absolutely.
How fun was that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the fitting was probably over an hour, which was amazing, just standing there like in different costumes and having all these women kind of like tie you up in corsets
oh,
and like
right.
hold very
oh,
still and try not to fall over. And it was fun because as soon as I put my costume on set, it was like, well, don't sit down because you don't really want to wrinkle it, and just stand up. Okay, so just kind of stand still and don't move a lot. And it was so much fun. It was such a blast. I mean, it really was. I love costumes. I love
yeah.
hair and makeup.
I was just
going to
say, that
wardrobe.
Must have been a little reminder of
theater.
Back in the day of theater.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes you feel like mm-hmm. I'm here to play. Like, this mm-hmm. is my playground.
Yeah.
I'm a child and I get to play. And that's what acting is. You just get to, mm-hmm. like, play in the little sandbox.
Absolutely.
So,
awesome.
It's so fun. Yeah.
Do you have any interest in singing again? You want to do anything in that? I mean, theater, Broadway, and shows out here.
Yeah, no, I've been singing since I left New York, but my focus now has actually been more on producing.
Oh,
I got
oh, nice.
My first executive producer credit.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
congrats.
I'm Mr. Producer.
Yeah.
Yay.
So that's awesome. Thanks to Odyssey, I've been producing movies in Canada.
Oh, wow.
The first movie I produce is called Campus Caller, and it stars Victoria Pratt, and it's going to be airing on Lifetime, so that's super exciting. And I just keep building relationships with Hallmark and Mar Vista and different companies. And so producing has kind of taken a huge, huge seat in my life. So so I'm still singing, but mm-hmm. I'm focusing a lot on acting and producing right now.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you, is there something else that you're trying to do, or now is producing just the newest thing and you're focusing on that?
Producing is definitely the newest thing. I mean, I have big dreams. I would love to play Judy Garland in the
yes.
next biopic called Get
what?
Happy that the Weinstein mm-hmm. Company is doing. And I'd love to incorporate more of my singing in my acting.
Right.
So I'd love to just book more movies where I sing in the movie, mm-hmm. Like a biopic, like a remake of Guys and Dolls, playing
yes.
Adelaide in Guys and Dolls, or something to that effect. So I'm really incorporating it all.
Nice.
Maybe even be a producer on that movie as well.
Yeah.
Hey.
There you go. Wearing three hats.
Were you able to talk to Jenny or like to people on about Jane the Virgin of being involved behind the scenes?
Yeah.
I know that sometimes they do guest like producers and, you know, like on every show. Is that, would you want
to? What's so cool about being in Jane the Virgin is that they invite everyone to the table reads. So at the table reads, you're sitting there with Jenny, the creator, of the show. You're sitting there with every single writer on the writing team. They're all there. Every producer like shows up. Even the narrator, he might not be in the room at the table read in the Manhattan Beach studios, but, he'll be on. He'll Skype him in. Yeah. So I mean, and there was one time where Justin was sick. Justin Baldoni was sick at home, so he was Skyped in, and we saw him like in his little bedroom with like tissues, and it was like just makes you feel so connected.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, every single person that has, whether they have a one line or whether they're a series regular or the writer or the producer, they're all at the table reads. So it's kind of like the table reads feel like this amazing opportunity to just meet everyone, people that you might not have a scene with, but you want to get to know. You hang out at the table reads. You know, grab some grub together at the table read, break bread together and eat together and act out the show. It's just amazing. Aww. So that's what I really do love that. Because a lot of TV shows, you'll be on the show, but you won't even be invited to the table read.
Really? Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. So that inclusivity is not very common.
I'm sorry?
That whole inclusivity with, like, everyone being included.
Exactly.
It's not very common.
Exactly. I've been on a lot of TV shows where you're not invited to the table read.
I want
to
say that just shows, though, sometimes on screen. You know, just everyone's dynamic and chemistry together. Absolutely. Right? Yeah. It helps. And it's not so new. And it just, I think that's, even though Jane the Virgin is a telenovela, you forget. You're just like, it's just a good show. Yeah. And crazy life.
And it moves so quickly. The editing is what like always gets me. I'm like, boom, boom. Like, she says this line and it ends in the next scene. And like, boom, boom, boom. It just keeps going. It's so fast paced. They get so much in such a short amount of time. It's amazing.
Great. So is it common that like in other things that you've booked, you just book it and then you're just expected to just show up and just kind of get in front of the camera?
Absolutely. In fact, nowadays more than ever, you may book something through a tape. So you're in LA, you know, working with an actor off camera, and you send a tape, maybe a 2-minute tape, and then from there you're flying out of town to do Devious Maids in Atlanta or shoot Bad Moms in New Orleans. And a lot of my experiences of opportunities that I booked have been through tapes.
Oh wow.
So don't meet anyone until you're on set with hello, Christina Applegate. Amazing. How you doing?
You're like, hi.
No. Yeah, like this or like this. Exactly.
I did the panel for Devious Maids, so I recognize you. I remember your scene. You were a caterer for the, what were they, was it for the wedding?
I was the other woman.
You were the ex-wife. So I was going to ask, how was that similar working? Because that was obviously a more, it was also a Latin-dominated female cast.
Yes.
Were there any similarities or differences? And I was going to ask about the table reads, but you said you booked it via
submission. I didn't get to attend a table read, but being on set with Susan Lucci and Judy, oh my gosh. What I love about Judy is, you could always tell when she gets, like, more sassy because her hips kind of swivel. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like, if you watch a lot of her acting, she does this, like, hip swivel thing. And you just see it from, like, afar as she's walking into the scene with you. It's really cool. It's, like, her, like, really getting into the character.
Speaking of sassy, that's a quote of yours, or one that you, I think, you like. Sassy is not an attitude. It's a lifestyle.
It's a way of life for
me. It's a way of life for you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It just is who I am. Look at me. The hair in a red
dress. Lady in red.
Lady in red, exactly.
And I love that purse. Oh, my God. It's so
thank
cute.
It's Timmy Woods. It's adorable. Timmy Woods designed all the bags from the Sex and the City movie. Yes. The little cupcake bag and the Eiffel Tower bag.
Amazing.
So,
look at that.
So, we're going to expect to see you on the next Bad Moms.
Yeah.
For the Christmas sequel. Yeah. Anything else that we should be looking out
more
for?
More Jane the
more
Virgin.
More Jane the Virgin. Yay. Great. Well, Christina, thank you so much for
coming in. Yes, it's been such a pleasure.
And do you have any words of wisdom for us, for actors out there in the world?
Yeah.
You seem so involved in all parts of it.
I am. I love being an advocate for actors. My advice to actors is there is no box. Don't think outside the box. There is no box. And the rule of seven, which means that just like in marketing, like those Bed Bath & Beyond cards that you keep getting in the mail, you keep going there because you keep getting those blue cards, right? So someone has to actually see you or hear from you or receive an email from you or a phone call or a text message seven times before they call you in. So don't just send one headshot to one casting director and expect to get in the room for their next audition. Seven touches.
Wonderful.
Keep going.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, ladies, where can they find you on social media?
Wait, I was going to say, how do you know when is seven being too pushy?
Well, I'm like, to the movie, now mom advice. We're going to take
that's okay. So let's say you send one something in the mail is one, and then you send an email is number two, and then you send something else for number three. Maybe it's a tweet, maybe it's something via social media, and then you get what you wanted, whether that's an interview or an audition or then you're done. You don't need to do seven.
Right.
But usually the rule is seven. So usually you have to do it seven times. Mm-hmm. That's the rule. A lot of times it happens before that.
So instead of stop.
Right.
So instead of third time.
That's enough.
Instead of third time's the charm, seventh time is the charm.
Number eight is stalking.
Seven is well, seven is the number of completions.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Well, oh, right. Perfect.
And on that note,
you know, tú sabes que yo tengo que hacer eso.
Where can they find you on social media?
Hey guys, hang out with me on all things in social media at Selly Hangout, and you can hang out with me on the 6th on Wednesday nights right here at AfterBuzz TV.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
You.
And you can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian, Natalie with the Y.
And Christina, where can they find you?
Twitter at Christina DeRosa and Instagram at actress Christina DeRosa.
Excellent. Thank you again so much for coming.
Thank you
all for joining us on our after show. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at the Stephanie Georgie. We will see you on March 20th.
Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.